all is done according to my belief and by my actions. All is done in according to my belief and by my actions. We think that we can think any thought we want, and we're not responsible for it. We think that we can do anything, and we're not responsible for it. We think that all in life is just whatever it is, and it doesn't really matter. We think even the tiniest thought that we think can be thought, and it has no bearing on our life and our experience. But my goodness, it surely does. It surely does. And when we think about it, we realize how much it really has a reaction in our life. When we think thoughts of happiness for ourselves, we exhibit happiness in our life. We exhibit happiness in our feelings, in our attitudes, in everything about us. And as we think these thoughts, they bear fruit for us. And they bear fruit bountifully, abundantly. When I think happiness thoughts, and I go around thinking happiness thoughts, and I don't always necessarily say happiness thoughts, I just think them, people seem to think that my life is very happy. I know my life is very happy too, because I'm thinking happiness thoughts. And I cannot think happiness thoughts and have a life that is not happy, because every happiness thought that I think bears fruit. Every happiness thought that I think brings about some sort of a response in my life, some sort of an attitude in my life. When I go among my friends and I say, well, this is a fabulous day, this is a great day, I'm just having a lot of fun. And they say, oh, what are you doing? It's fun. Oh, well, for one thing, I'm talking with you guys. And you are the most glorious people on earth. Oh, come on now. Yes, you guys are the most glorious people on earth. You are always thinking happy thoughts. Well, if you could know inside of me, you'd realize I wasn't always happy thinking happy thoughts. But that's not the point. You always are thinking happy thoughts when I'm around you. You're always thinking happy thoughts when I am thinking happy thoughts about you. Now, when you go about your daily work, when you go about your family experiences, I am thinking happy thoughts about you. I am thinking beautiful thoughts about you. I'm thinking that you are having a wonderful time, that you have the most beautiful family in the world. You have the most joyous family in the world. Last night as we were sitting down to our post-Thanksgiving dinner. We had our Thanksgiving dinner at noon, and at supper time we had our leftovers and all sorts of good things. My goodness, it was a wonderful spread that Ellen put out there for Sylvia and myself. Well, we had a call from Daniel, our wonderful staff member, a wonderful person on our board of directors, and he said, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you. I want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. And I said, we're having just that. We're having just that. We're having such a glorious supper. It is so wonderful and so nice of you to call, Daniel. And we said, well, Daniel, how is your Thanksgiving? He said, oh, it's just wonderful. We're going to have our dinner in about 15 minutes, and it is just wonderful. Family is all here. My wife and children are all here. We have a wonderful Thanksgiving established for ourselves. And I said, well, have it with our blessings. And if your Thanksgiving is as good as our Thanksgiving was, ooh, you're going to be so happy. You're going to be so joyous. He said, I am already. I am already. He said, I love your vibrations. I am already. And this is how it is. When we spread out our vibrations of happiness, the whole world responds back to us with that happiness. Now, you say, well, that's just such a little thing. Oh, it may be a little thing, but if you do that in everything, if you do that in your attitudes with your storekeepers, if you do that in the attitude with the people who on the road when you're driving your car, if you do that with your attitude of walking down the street and talking to people or not talking to people. I always am delighted how Ellen goes shopping. And when she goes shopping,